A very good morning to all of you.
大家早上好。
A very good morning to all of you.
大家早上好。
Thank you.
谢谢。
I'm not talking to a wall.
我不是在对墙说话吧。
I am delighted to be back to share with you God's word.
我非常高兴再一次来到大家中间和大家分享神的话语。
And I think and I believe that this would be my last opportunity.
我相信也认为这可能是我最后一次和大家一同分享神的话语了。
Because I will be leaving in a couple of weeks and there is no schedule.
因为几周之后我就将离开飞圣，以后可能也没有机会和大家这样分享。
But I am delighted here and I enjoyed the company.
我非常高兴在 BSOP 的生活，也很高兴陪伴大家度过这段时光。
You do not know how much I enjoyed it because some of you who are in my class might not.
因为有一些人是在我的课上，而有一些人没有我的课，但是你们要知道我在这里度过了非常愉快的时光。
And so before we continue on, let's bow our heads and pray.
在我们继续神话语之前，请低头，我们一起来祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, as we come before you,We pray that you will open our hearts and our minds to receive your word with joy and that we will live out this truth that we are about to hear. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our reading for this morning is found in 1 Kings chapter 2 verses 10 to 12 and then 3 verses 3 to 15.
我们今天早晨分享的信息来自经文《列王记上》二章的第十节到第十二节和三章的第三节到第十五节。
I'll be reading it in English, and Grace will be reading it in Chinese.
蔡老师用英文来读，我来用中文读。
And as we read God's word, God begins to speak to us. So let us listen to His word.
在我们读经文的时候，我们来思想神的话。
Verse 10 of chapter 2. Then David rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. And he had reigned 40 years over Israel, 7 years in Hebron, and 33 in Jerusalem. So Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and he ruled his fatherAnd his rule was firmly established.
大卫与他列祖同睡，葬在大卫城。大卫做以色列王四十年，在希伯伦做王七年，在耶路撒冷做王三十三年。所罗门做他父亲大卫的位，他的国甚是坚固。
And let's continue on as we read chapter 3, verses 3 to 15.
让我们继续来读三章第三节到第十五节。
Here it says, Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the statutes of his father David, except that he offered sacrifices and burned incense on the high places. The king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place. And Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar.At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream. And God said, Ask for whatever you want me to give you. And Solomon answered, You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him.And have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, but I'm only a child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the peoples you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, since you have asked for this, and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in my ways and obey my statutes and commands, as David your father did, I will give you a long life. Then Solomon awoke, and he realized that it had been a dream. He returned to Jerusalem, stood before the Ark of the Lord's covenant, and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. Then he gave a feast for all his counts.
三章第三节到第十五节说，所罗门爱耶和华，遵行他父亲大卫，只是还在丘坛献祭烧香。所罗门王上畸变去献祭，因为在那里有极大的丘坛，他在那坛上献一千牲牺牲作为燔祭。在畸变夜间，梦中耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说，你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。所罗门说，你仆人我父亲大卫用诚实公义正直的心行在你面前，你就向他大施恩典，又为他存留大恩，赐他一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。耶和华我的神啊，如今你使你仆人接续我父亲大卫作王，但是我是幼童，我不知道应该怎样出入。仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非。不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。神对他说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求福，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的。你若效法你父亲大卫，遵行我的道，谨守我的律例诫命，我必使你长寿。所罗门醒了，不料是个梦，他就回到耶路撒冷，站在耶和华的约柜前献燔祭和平安祭，又为他众臣仆设摆筵席。
This morning, as I was standing at my outside the office that was given me, I saw some guys looking out the window.
当我今天早晨站在我的办公室外面的时候，我看到有个人，有个同学，有些同学正在往窗户外面看。
And I walked over there, and I had a good chat with them.
我和他们有过很多很好的谈话。
And then all of a sudden, they said, "Oh, the professor is here," and they ran back to their classrooms.
当他们忽然意识到啊，老师在这儿，老师来了，他们就赶快跑进他们的教室了。
And I saw that the professor is the president of the seminary.
我发现那个叫他们的教授是院长。
And I said, and I scratched my head and I said, I wish I were in that class too.
我挠了挠我的头，我说我希望，我真希望我也是在那个教室上课。
And every day we come to class and we study.
每一天我们都有课，我们来学习。
And what are we striving for?
那么我们的目标是什么呢？我们求什么呢？
I believe we are trying to learn what the Bible teaches us.
我相信大家是在寻求圣经上所教导的我们。
We are trying to learn the original languages so that we can understand it better.
我们努力去学习原文，希腊文和希伯来文，为的是更好地理解圣经。
And we are trying to understand systematic theology in order to understand the breadth of the entire Bible.
我们努力地学习系统神学，是为了能够更好地理解圣经的全部。
And in all these knowledge, what is it for?
所有这些知识是为了什么呢？
I believe it is for us to understand God more.
我相信这是为了我们能更多地知道神，更好地理解他。
And as we come to realize how great God is, we stand in awe before Him to worship.
我们更多地理解神，更多地敬畏他，在他面前敬拜他。
And so we are gathered here together to worship God, but this morning I would like to share with you Solomon, this great king. Our Solomon went home already, to Ethiopia, but we have in the Bible another Solomon, the wise one.
今天早上我们来这里敬拜神，我和大家分享的信息是来自所罗门的信息，不是那个已经现在回到埃塞俄比亚的所罗门弟兄，而是圣经上这位所罗门。
I miss him. I miss our Solomon.
我很想念所罗门弟兄。
Yeah. For this one and month or so, I learned to, we have become good friends.
因为在这几个月里，我们成为了好朋友。
And so today we talk about the biblical Solomon, the king, the third king of Israel.
今天我们要谈的是圣经里的所罗门，是智慧的王，也是以色列的第三个王。
Now King Solomon became king after his father David, who had reigned in Israel for 40 years.
所罗门的父亲大卫统治以色列四十年，父亲死后，所罗门继位。
And this is a great time of transition for Solomon and for Israel.
这段时间对以色列和所罗门来说都是一个过渡阶段。
And so Solomon, as he ascends the throne, is asked by God, "What do you want from me?"
因为所罗门继承大卫的王位，所以上帝问他，你需要什么？
And Solomon asked for something that shows his maturity as well as his willingness to put aside himself and his selfish need and ask for wisdom.
所罗门所求的是智慧，这显示出了他作为一个王是很成熟的，而且他并不计较自己的利益。
The question is, why ask for wisdom?
问题是为什么求智慧呢？
And so we have to ask this question, why did Solomon ask for wisdom?
我们有这样一个问题，就是所罗门为什么要求智慧？
Well, there are a couple of reasons why.
有几个原因。
The first reason is that Solomon feels inadequate.
第一个原因就是所罗门觉得自己不能够胜任这个职务。
He told God, I'm only a child, and I do not know how to carry my duties.
所罗门说，我是幼童，不知道应该怎样出入。
See, Solomon must be pretty old by now, at least, less than 40, but yet he should be old enough to be called a mature person, and he calls himself a child.
其实这个时候的所罗门很可能已经都四十多岁了，已经是个完全成熟的人，但是为什么他在这里只是说自己是一个孩童？
It's very interesting because many times when we start off with our, I remember when I start off as a pastor and am asked to handle a church, I feel so inadequate.
其实很多时候当我们遇到一些新的工作的时候，尤其是像我，当我成为一个牧师要管理一个教会的时候，我觉得我不能够胜任。
And I remembered there was a time when one of the churches asked me, a Taiwanese church asked me to become their, well, head of staff. And it was one of the largest Taiwanese church in California. And I was trying to figure out, what am I going to do with this church? And my mother-in-law says, step up to the plate. And I did. And I asked God for wisdom like Solomon.
当我在加利福尼亚一个台湾教会他们邀请我负责的时候，我感到我的负担很沉重，而且我不能胜任，所以我就请求上帝给我所罗门这样的智慧。
And so this is, I think, what Solomon feels. He feels inadequacy. He feels that I cannot do it. There are times when we feel the same.
在这里，我们充分可以感觉到所罗门在担任王这个职位的时候，他感觉自己不能胜任，力不从心。所以我想我们当中很多人都有这样的感觉。
And sometimes I see students doing their paper or trying to finish their paper, trying to finish a homework, and they spend sleepless nights just to finish them, and they feel inadequate.
我知道有很多同学在做作业的时候都觉得力不从心，不能够胜任，尤其是很多同学甚至好几个晚上不睡觉来完成作业，这个时候你一定感觉到力不从心。
And during those times, and also in your ministry, I don't call them practicum means a practice. You are doing ministry on Sundays, and you go to churches and you feelIt's a big church and you are so small.
当你去教会服事的时候，我在这里不愿意用实习这个词，我说你去周日的时候到教会服事的时候，你可能感觉你在那么一个大的教堂里服事，你感觉到自己很渺小。
And you feel inadequate.
你感觉到不能胜任。
And for those from China, you come to a Filipino Chinese church and they all speak English and Tagalog and you feel inadequate.
你从中国那样的环境来到了这样的非华教会，他们大多数都在讲英文和 Tagalog, 你感觉到你不能胜任。
And for those who are locals, you go to the Filipino Chinese church and they ask you to speak Hokkien and you sweat over it.
对于本地生来说，你们去非华教会，很多非华教会它都是讲福建话，你们也不懂，所以感觉到汗流浃背，很紧张。
And so many times we feel inadequate in our ministries.
许多时候我们都在我们的服事中感觉到自己力不从心，不能胜任。
And I believe Solomon feels the same when he ascended the throne.
当所罗门成为王的时候，他也是这样的感觉。
And so God asked him, "What do you want from me?"
所以上帝问他，你从我这里想要求什么？
And Solomon asked for wisdom.
所罗门求智慧。
And as Solomon asked for wisdom, we ask now, "What is wisdom?"
所罗门求的是智慧，那么什么是智慧呢？
Well, someone asked little children, in the United States what wisdom is at a Sunday school, and this is what they say.
有些人问美国一些神学主日的小孩们，问他什么是智慧。
And Rocky, who is 9 years old, says, wisdom is wearing a hat when you're feeding seagulls.
九岁的这个 Rocky 就说，当你智慧就是当你喂海鸥的时候，你要戴帽子。
And so,Carol, who is 9 years old as well, says, never ask for anything that costs more than $5 when your parents are doing taxes.
九岁的 Carol 说，就是你父母需要付税的时候，你千万别向他们要超过$5的东西。
And Heather, who is 12 years old, said, when our dad is mad and asks, do I look stupid? Don't answer him.
一个12岁的小孩这样说，说 当我的爸爸很生气的时候，并且说，难道我看上去很蠢吗？请千万不要回答他。
And so this is from a group of children talking about wisdom, and there is wisdom there.
这是一群小孩在探讨什么是智慧，确实他们是很有智慧的。
And for adults, sometimes we read on papers, where it asks about questions about life to Dear Abby.
To Dear Abby. Paper, newspaper.
就是在报纸上，有时候我们读报纸，报纸上会遇到一个这样的一个关于 Abby 这样一个人的故事。
And people will write to Abby their questions and their life questions, and Abby is going to answer them in a very short sentence or two.
这个是一个栏目，报纸上的栏目叫 Abby 信箱，就是人们写各种各样的问题问这个 Abby 问 Abby， 然后他呢用很短的话来回答你。
And so there is this column that says, Dear Abby, my husband hates to spend money. I cut my own hair, I make my own clothes, and I have to account for every nickel I spend. He says he's saving it for a rainy day.
有这样一个妻子就问 Abby 说，我丈夫啊，他特别不喜欢让我花钱，我呢自己剪头发，自己做衣服，我过日子花的每一分钱都要算计。然后我的丈夫说呢，这是为了未雨绸缪，我要攒钱未雨绸缪。
And she signed 40 years hitched.
他说40年来都是如此。
And so Abby responded with just this one statement, Dear Hitched, tell him it's raining.
然后这 Abby 就用一句话来回答这个妻子说，告诉你丈夫，现在正在下雨。
And so there's another column of Dear Abby. It says, I'm 44 years old, and I would like to meet a man my age with no bad habits.
还有一个女性问了这样的，写了这样的话，就是说，亲爱的 Abby， 我现在44岁了，我希望能遇到一个没有坏习惯的男人。
And Abby responded, Dear Rose, so do I.
Abby 回答她说，亲爱的，我也是希望这样。
See, wisdom is not just about, you know, it's usually very simple.Wisdom is very practical.
通常智慧都是很简单而且很实用的。
It is something that is before us, but sometimes we complicate our own issues.
其实有些事情本身很简单，只是让我们自己搞复杂了。
And so we need to learn how to be discerning, because wisdom is about simplicity.
我们需要学的智慧，其实智慧就是简单。
Walter Brueggemann, one of my favorite authors, and I heard him speak several times in the United States, he talks about Solomon asking God for wisdom.
我喜欢的一位作家这样说，所罗门所求的是智慧。
And he says that this wisdom is rooted in the Hebrew Shema.
在希伯来文中所求智慧这个词的词根是 Shema.
It means to hear or to listen.
这个词的本身的意思就是说听。
And so in Deuteronomy 6:4 it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, He is one.
申命记第四章说，以色列啊，听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
And so this here to listen is what wisdom is all about.
这里听就是所谓的智慧。
It is to listen to what God has to tell us.
是我们要听上帝对我们说什么。
It is to listen to other people. telling us a lot of giving us a lot of information.
要听其他的人给我们很多的信息。
And it is to listen to our heart where the Holy Spirit works and He will tell us what's next.
要听圣灵在我们心中动工，并且对我们说下一步该做什么。
Because this is true wisdom.
这才是真正的智慧。
It is to listen.
就是要听。
Constantly listening.
不断地听。
Someone has said that true genius is a person who is sensitive to the world.
有人说真正的天才就是对这个世界非常敏感。
And someone talks about the late Steve Jobs of Apple.
有些人谈到已过世的一位
Jobs.
有些人这样说就是已过世的苹果牌的 CEO 总裁。
And why is he so wise?
为什么他那么聪明呢?
Why is he called a genius?
为什么大家都说他是个天才?
Is he a Christian? No one knows.
他是一个基督徒吗? 没人知道。
But what separates a genius from an ordinary person is that a genius listens to what his heart says.And what others and what God is telling him.
天才和普通人的区别之一就是天才他去认真的仔细聆听他自己心里说些什么其他的人说些什么上帝在说些什么。
And as he listens, maybe it's an inspiration from heaven, he grabs hold of that information.And he acts upon it, and that is wisdom. That is true genius.
天才呢，就是在他认真聆听的时候，他可能会获得从天上来的灵感，知道了之后，他就立刻采取行动，这就是智慧。
Because wisdom in its bottom line is hearing.
因为智慧的最基本的一个要素就是要聆听。
Wisdom is to listen to your professors when they teach.
智慧就是在你教授教你的时候你要听他的。
Wisdom is to listen to your parents when they teach.
当你的父母教育你的时候智慧就是你要听他们的话。
Wisdom is always about listening and hearing.
智慧就是要聆听并且要听到。
And as you listen, as you hear, you act upon it. That is wisdom.
当你听到之后付诸行动这就是智慧。
Now, God, when he heard about the request for wisdom, was very happy.
当上帝听到所罗门求的是智慧的时候，他非常喜悦。
God knows that Solomon wished to listen to what God has to say.
上帝知道，原来所罗门想听到上帝的话。
So when Solomon asked for wisdom from God, he knows one very important truth, that wisdom comes from God.
所罗门向上帝求智慧，因为他知道真正的智慧来源于上帝。
It is not from yourself, it is from God.
智慧不是从你自己那里来的，是从神那里来的。
Sometimes we cloud ourselves with a lot of our own selfish desires.
很多时候我们都被自己的那种自私自利，被自己的那种救人所包围。
And the wisdom of God is clouded, is covered.
那神给的智慧就被遮盖。
But you know what? God does not stop talking to us. He doesn't stop. He continues to speak to us. The question is, are you listening?
这个时候你仿佛看不到神的智慧，但是其实神一直在说话，一直他的智慧一直都在，只是问题是你是否在听。
I don't know about you, but my wife always tells me I am not a good listener.
我不知道你是什么样的人，但是我妻子总说我不是一个好的听众。
Every time I ask her, what time are we going to shopping? She says, I told you 2 times already.
当我问她喂，当我问他我们什么时候去逛街买东西，他就告诉我，我已经告诉你好多次了，你还是记不住。
Because I don't like shopping.
因为我不喜欢逛街。
And so here, many times we are not listening.
所以很多时候我们根本就不是在听。
Even though God has already spoken to us several times.
即使神跟我们说了好多次，我们还是没有听。
And so, when God heard that this request from Solomon, I request for wisdom, God, because your people is so numerous, is too numerous, and so hard to administer. Give me wisdom so that I could administer justice. God loved that request.
当上帝听到所罗门所求的是智慧，需要智慧来管理这众多的民，需要智慧来判断是非的时候，神非常爱他，非常喜欢他所求的。
And God said, Yes, I will give you wisdom because I am the giver of wisdom. And I would give you a lot of things on the side as well.
所以神就回答所罗门说，你既求智慧，那我就赐给你，因为这是我所喜悦的，而且我还会给你其他很多美好的祝福。
See, God was expecting him to maybe ask for a lot of money and a lot of other things and to win victories over his enemies, but he never asked that.
也许神会以为所罗门会求要许多许多的财富，或者是战胜他的仇敌。但是所罗门没有求这些。
Because Solomon knows that the first thing to ask is wisdom. And if you have wisdom, you have the voice of God and you have life.
所罗门因为知道他所要求的第一个就是要有智慧，因为你有了智慧就能听到上帝的声音，听到神的话语，这样你就有生命。
And with wisdom, you are able to discern what is right and what is wrong.
有了智慧，你就可以辨别是非。
With wisdom, you're able to walk the path that God wants you to walk.
有了智慧，你就可以走神为你安排的那条道路。
You're able to choose what is good from what is best.
你就可以从最好的当中选最好的。
And so you would be able to say, God, I thank you because you have guided my feet.
有了智慧，你就可以和上帝说，上帝谢谢你，感谢你，因为你让我走我该走的路。
It's very interesting. I was, when I was pastoring in Toronto, I had a friend somehow,Whenever that friend gets into a business, she gets a lot of money from there. She earns a lot of money.
当我在多伦多做牧养工作的时候，我有一个朋友，他有很好的做生意的际遇，所以他赚了很多很多的钱。
And I asked her, "How did you do that?"
我问他，你怎么能赚这么多的钱呢
？And she says.I don't know.
他说
I just put my money there. I think it's good. I put my money there, and it grew.
他说我也不知道我为什么会赚这么多钱。我只是把钱就投在那个地方，我觉得比较不错的那个经营范围里面，然后那钱就在不断的涨。
And so I said, "Wow, I wish I had your discernment."
所以我就跟他说，我真希望我有你这样的聪明智慧。
And you know what she said? She said, you know, Ed, every day I pray to God, I ask him for direction. And go ahead.
她说你知道吗？我其实每一天都在和神祷告，求他指引我应该走的方向。
And so God just gives me this inspiration, this little nudge, and I do it, and money just comes.
所以上帝就指导我方向，然后给
我这样的灵感，就让我把钱投在那个部分，然后就有钱了，就挣钱了。
And I believe that I call her a genius in making money, but I believe she is genius because she is able to hear what is around her and what is God telling her. And that inspiration as it comes, she grabs hold on it and she does it.
我称她为赚钱的天才。但他之所以是天才，是因为他去聆听周围环境所告诉他的信息，聆听上帝的话，然后把抓住机会，然后去做，他就是天才。
And I believe if you and I are sensitive enough to hear what God is telling us, what God is telling you, what your professors are telling you, what your classmates and your schoolmates are telling you, and what your churches are telling you, and what the world is telling you, then you will have wisdom as well.
我相信我们大家都足够敏感，能够听到上帝的话语，能够听到你的教授所教授你的，能够听到你同学所给你的信息，而且也能听到整个世界，还有你的教会所给你的信息，还有你这个世界都在说些什么。
You know, Solomon is the son of David from an illicit and irresponsible sexual relationship.
我们知道所罗门其实是大卫和拔示巴所生的儿子，那么拔示巴和大卫他们是不合法不正当的这样的关系。
And for some who want to look at Solomon being a king from from that kind of a background would say this king came from a second-rate marriage.
所以当人们看到所罗门做了王之后呢，知道他是从那样一个背景出生的这样一个人，所以他们就称之为所罗门是出生于一个次级婚姻的这样一个孩子。
And whenever I see this King Solomon, I always remember where he came from, his parents, his mother. But yet, you know what? God gave Solomon this wonderful gift of wisdom and all these other extras because God is a God who gives us second chances.
当人们谈到所罗门的时候，总会想起他的背景，出身背景，他的父母是谁。但是所罗门却得上帝的喜爱，上帝赐给他丰丰富富的那种恩典，因为神是给人第二次机会的神。
And he gives us third chances, fourth chances, and so forth and so on, so that we can always start over anew. And this is called renewal.
上帝还给我们第三次机会，第四次机会，所以我们就能够总是能够重新开始，这就称作更新。
And many times in our ministries, many times in our studies, many times when we, I hope not, when we hand in our reports and it comes out, I don't know what we have here, an F, failure. Or,In our ministries, we move from one place to the other because there is a failure. But God does not cast us aside.
在我们服事中、学习中，很可能我们有时候交作业，可能我们会得一个 F， 也就是失败。有时候我们的服事会从一个地方转到另一个地方，因为我们在这个地方的服事是失败的。但是 神却不会让你的工作停止。
God continues to call us and talk to us, and we need His wisdom to know what's next.
上帝会继续呼召我们，继续给我们机会，并且告诉我们下一步该如何进行。
Because wisdom comes from hearing.
上帝会给我们智慧，智慧就是聆听。
God will extend His grace to us like He extends His grace to Solomon.
上帝给我们恩典，就像他给所罗门恩典一样。
Some of us have done very foolish things in the past.
是所罗门还是 someone else? Some of us. 我们中有些人可能在过去做过很蠢的事。
And we slap ourselves silly and say, "What a stupid guy!"
我们告诉自己，你可真蠢啊。
And we think that God has cast us aside, but no, God is a God who extends grace to us and gives us a second chance.
我们可能会以为上帝也这么认为，但其实不是。神呢，是给人第二次机会的神。
Because God gave Solomon a second chance.
因为神给所罗门第二次机会。
And maybe you said, I don't have the experiences that I need.
我们可能有时候会想，我不需要经历我所需要的那种经历。我没有经历过我需要的经历。
I remember when we were about 30-something, my wife and I looked at each other, and we were serving in a church, a big church. And my wife says, you know what? Both of us do not have the experience. Those older people at church is taking us for a ride.
我还记得三十多岁，我和我妻子在一个非常大的教堂里去服侍，然后我妻子就和我说，我们根本就没有足够的经验啊，从来没有在这么大的教堂服侍过。
And the older people are manipulating things, putting things around us, and we couldn't see it. We do not know what they are trying to do, and we were scared.
在这个大教会里呢，这些 老人呢，他们就来操纵整个的这个事情。然后我和我妻子因为年轻没有经验，根本就不知道他们在做些什么。
I believe that time I prayed to God again. God, I need wisdom.
我在那个时候就向神祷告，和神说：“神啊，我需要智慧。”
And I believe in our lives there would be instances, many instances.Today or maybe in the future, where you will find yourself inadequate.
在今天或者以后，在将来，你可能会遇到各种各样的事情，你会发现你无力应对。
And you do not know how to choose.
你也不知道该如何选择。
And you do not know how to go about.
你也不知道该如何处理。
And may we remember.Solomon.
我们要记得所罗门。
He asked for wisdom.
他求智慧。
And God gave him wisdom.
而且神给了他智慧。
And God gave him a second chance.
上帝又给他一次机会。
Because God loves him.
因为神爱他。
As God loves you.
就像神爱你一样。
And I hope and pray.That your ministry in the future, and in the future when I do see you again, either here or in China or around the world, that you would say, God has given me more chances than I deserve.
我希望无论你在中国或者在世界上任何一个地方服侍神的时候，当我在见到你的时候，我希望你可以说这样的话，就是说，神是给人第二次机会的神，神给了我许多许多机会，超过我应该得的。
And that God has given you the wisdom to perform your ministry.
希望上帝能够给你智慧，在你的服侍中有智慧的服侍。
Because this is why we are here.
这就是我们之所以在这里的原因。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, I give you thanks for your wisdom that you are to give us. And we pray that you would grant each and everyone here the wisdom that is from above. Help us to be sensitive to listen to your word, to listen to your voice, to listen to the Holy Spirit, to listen to people, to listen to the elders and deacons of our churches, to listen to the members, to listen to what's happening in the world. And most of all, O God, to listen to what is in our heart. That we will be wise, wise people of yours, to serve your people and to glorify your name in our service. In Christ's name we pray.